So the Heilige Mishnah weiter besagt es Trum is Perik Dalid Mishnah Aleph. A mafresh of summer separates from the pile of Tvua mixas Truma u'maisris. A little bit of the Truma and the Maisris. In other words, he didn't take off enough Truma u'maisris. His kavana was, I'm taking off a little bit now and the rest later. For example, what's the shear of Truma? So he said, midrabanan, an average person is going to give 1/50. The shear of Maiser, that's a tenth. So let's say this person had in this pile 100 saw. If he's going to give 1/50, that's 2 saw. 100 divided by 50 is 2. Out of these 100 saw, how much does he have to give for Maiser? 10%, that's 10. Now what happened here was, instead of 2 saw, which would have been a 50th, he took only 1 saw for Truma Gedaila. Or let's say instead of taking 10 saw, which would have been 10% for Maiser, he took only 5 saw. And he was thinking, okay, I'm going to finish off. But not right now. So once again, Perek Dalel Mishnah Aleph HaMafresh, he separates from the pile of Tvua Mixas Truma, a little bit of the Truma, 1 saw instead of 2 saw, U'maisrois, a little bit of the Maisrois, let's say 5 saw instead of the 10 saw, which would have been the 10%. And again, his thought was, he's going to finish off. Zakta Mishnah, Maitzi Mimenu Truma Aleph, he can finish off the extra saw for the Truma, or the extra 5 saw for the Maiser, this still has to be done. From this pile, what's the Chiddush? Why would I think he can't? So I'll tell you why we would think he can't. Because really, he could have created a big problem over here. If he took off 1 saw, let's say, let's talk about Truma. He took off 1 saw instead of 2 saw. That means he fixed half the pile. He takes off 5 saw instead of 10 saw for Maiser. He fixed half the pile. So this pile is a mixture of Tevel, which means Peiros that were not fixed yet, he's left to take off Trumas Yemaisris, and Chulin, which means Peiros that are already fixed. Now, you're going to come now and take off more Truma from here. How do you know if the saw you're going to take now to finish off the Truma is not coming from the Chulin part? And you can't take off Truma from Chulin part. Once you separate a Truma from something, you can't take off more Truma from there. So maybe I should say to him, this is a mixture of Chulin and Tevel. Now, you can't take off the additional Truma from here. You have to finish off your Truma. Take it from someplace else where you know for sure it's Tevel. So this is really a big chiddush of our Mishnah, that you can continue to take off the Truma and Maiser even from this pile. Although I have no guarantee you're taking it from the Tevel part. Maybe you're taking it from the fixed part, which you can't. Now, why, Tak, are we letting him do it? Why, Tak, are we not worried for this, that he's taking it from the fixed part, not the devil part? So if you look here in the Mefarshim and the Mishnayos, they say, look, whenever a person takes off Truma, let's say he's taking the two saw at the same time. He didn't do this. Stop in the middle. He also doesn't do it in one scoop. So Pshat is in his mind, he's saying the Truma should click into place when he has enough. So here too, we're going to say the same thing. Now he's doing one saw today, one saw tomorrow. Until he finishes, it's all considered Tevel. I don't say when you take off a little, it's half fixed, because that tackle would be a problem. That's why it has to be that even though he only took off one saw instead of two saw, but he was thinking all along he's going to take the second saw. But if he was saying, no, I'm only going to give one saw. He never intended to take any more. Now he changed his mind. He said, I have to finish off the shear. Now it's too late. Because if you never intended to take any more, so the one saw that you took fixed half the kri, now I have a problem. You're going to take another saw from here? How do you know it's coming from the tevel part? Maybe it's coming from the part that you fixed already, where you can't take off truma. So this is the key here, that all along he was planning to take more. Therefore, the truma doesn't click into place until he does the second round. So that's what the Mishnah means, Moitzi Mimenu Truma Olav. You can take the second saw from this pile. But let's say you have another pile of tevel, and you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take from the first pile for that pile, that I'm not letting you do. Because if you're already up to the point where you're looking to go to a different pile, that means you're finished with this pile. Oh, you're finished with this pile. You didn't take off enough. So then it clicked into place that what you took off was only for half the pile. Now I can't let you use from this pile for truma because you don't know if you're taking from the chulin part or from the tevel part. Rabbi Meir says, "Af moitzi hu l'makam acher truma imaisus." No, no problem. You can even separate truma imaisus from this pile onto another pile. Now, Rabbi Meir still works with the idea that this person planned all along to finish off taking truma. And until he finishes, even though he already took off part, we don't say half was fixed. Nothing was fixed yet. He's already taking from here for someplace else. Who says that means he doesn't plan on coming back and finishing off this pile? That's what the Chachamim say. Rabbi Meir says not necessarily. He still plans on coming back over here. So Memela, nothing over here has become chulin yet. It's all still tevel till he finishes off. No, being that it's all still tevel, you can still use it as truma for someplace else, as I said, Rabbi Meir. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. So chazing over our Mishnah, if someone separates some of the truma from the pile, we could have a problem. Now the pile is part tevel, part chulin, and you can't take truma from the chulin part. But the Mishnah says, no, it's not a problem. You can still take the rest of the truma from this pile, but you can't use it from here for someplace else. The Meir says, you can't.